Welcome to the My Crazy Office podcast with the authors of Working With You Is Killing Me, Working For You Isn't Working For Me, and Mean Girls at Work, Kathy Elster and Catherine Crowley. They're committed to creating world peace, one crazy office at a time. And now, here are Kathy and Catherine.
Hey everyone, I'm Kathy Elster.
And I'm Catherine Crowley, and welcome to My Crazy Office.
And here we are, the end of the year, the last month, December.
Yeah, after Thanksgiving.
Uh-huh. We hope everybody had a great one.
We do.
We're laughing because we're laughing about ours.
You may still be digesting your Thanksgiving experience.
Exactly.
That's a nice euphemism.
Yeah, all those family members. And yes. Crazy dinner conversations.
And wild dishes.
Oh, well, anyway, let's go right to Logan, our producer, and get our first question.
Mm-hmm.
I've been at my job for 12 years, and someone recently told me that 12 years is too long to stay at any one job. Is that true? If so, what should I be doing?
Yeah, I mean, there's a couple of questions you have to ask yourself. I think, Which questions are those? Why are you laughing at me?
No, go ahead. I think those are good questions, but I just need to hear what
they are.
She's reading your mind.
I guess the thing is saying self. I have a question for you, but go ahead.
Well, no, you have to ask yourself, you know, am I keeping my skills current?
Yes.
I think that's a really important question because sometimes when you've been on a job for 12 years, and I'm assuming that this person, that's probably the only job they've ever had.
Possibly.
Yeah.
So could be first job out of college.
It could be. And you should always ask yourself, you know, so are my skills current? Because sometimes you get into a job and it's very specific what that job is.
Yes.
And then technology changes and are you up to date?
Yeah. So
that's just one. Am I growing on this job? I think is another question you have to ask yourself.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Do you feel you're growing? Because sometimes you can get really stuck on a path, and maybe you have interests in other departments, or you want to learn other skills. So you have to ask yourself that.
That's an interesting point. You know, actually, I have worked with individuals who are too comfortable in a job. They have told me as much, where they say, "I'm too comfortable, and therefore, I'm not making the next right move for my career."
That was my next question.
Oh, so sorry. Go ahead.
Well, no, that's good that you say that because it is. Are you feeling too comfortable?
Yeah.
I think why people stay at a job. I mean, the old thing about you know. What is it? Crib to cradle? No, what is it?
Cradle to grave?
Cradle to grave. Don't you hate that?
That's so morbid.
It's awful. I think that's over. I mean, you know, you're going to have many jobs in your lifetime. Jobs don't last that long anymore.
Oh, yes.
Right? Even though we've had ours for a long time.
But we are growing.
But we're not comfortable. That's true. And we keep changing what we do.
That's right.
So it keeps evolving. But sometimes people get really comfortable because they don't have to work that hard.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. You know, they know all the ins and outs of that job. So that's a sign that you probably should leave.
Yeah. I think those are all really good points. And I also think to the second part of, if so, what should I be doing? All the things that you're addressing now, building new skills, even if you want to stay in the job for the time being, you should be improving and building on your skill base, right?
Mm-hmm.
Certainly expanding your network. So either joining or participating in professional affiliations or just going to meetups of groups that are interesting to you. And what, Kathy, you often say, and I think is a great reminder, is you always keep that resume updated so that even if it's 12 years of experience in the same job, the successes you have are probably quite varied, and those should be documented.
Yeah, I always worry as technology moves at such a rapid clip. I just get really worried that people in a particular job are not learning necessarily the newest technology.
Yeah.
Sometimes companies will hire somebody that has that skill rather than train people.
Right.
So that's a reason to leave also, is that you want to be sure that you're up to date, really up to date in
your
industry.
Or perhaps also if you've noticed that you're overlooked for promotions, that people are brought in from the outside for higher positions.
Yeah.
Perhaps because they think you're not as fresh as you could be.
Yeah, that's really true. Yeah, so, I mean, I think about this all the time when clients come to me. I always ask myself, you know, before I ask them, have they been at this job too long?
Yeah.
And the old rules were you never ask that question, but that has really changed. So I think I'm really glad somebody asked this.
I have one other idea, which is, and this is not a requirement, but if you have been in your job for a long time and you're not clear about what your skills and your talents are, there's always aptitude testing, mm-hmm. which a lot of people don't know about and never actually give themselves, which is testing for your raw talents. Mm-hmm. And there's a group here, actually nationwide, called Johnson O'Connor. They do aptitude testing, but you could investigate that as well, just to find out what are the abilities that I have naturally, innately, that if I went to another position, I should make sure to use.
Yeah, I think that's really good advice. I'm trying to think of what is a good rule of thumb here about have I stayed at a job too long? Because, you know, there are certain jobs you can stay with a company for many, many years if you've had multiple jobs.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
But just be sure you're not staying at the same job in the same company.
Yeah.
That, I think, could be very problematic. And then you'll find yourself one day, potentially that department is shut down, you're out of a job.
Yeah.
And then where are your skills? You know, are you employable somewhere else?
Right.
So I think you should always be thinking about that. You know,
What's next?
Well, also, you know, would I be attractive to someone else?
Yes.
Like, keep yourself so together that.
Hot.
Yeah. Wait, I think you're thinking of something else.
No,
Catherine,
professionally hot. Okay, professionally keep yourself hot. Professionally okay. hot.
Yeah, I thought we got into the personal there. Which is another show.
Which is another show, but, you know, plan B.
No, well, we often say things like date before you commit, you
well,
know,
it's
and
true.
The same is true with jobs and work and always looking for the next opportunity. You want to keep yourself presentable, so to speak.
It's true.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then you may get poached. You may get picked up by another company, or you may get rewarded for that.
Yeah.
And they're not going to want to lose you, so you may end up getting promotions because they don't want to lose you.
Right. Mm-hmm. So keep your skills updated.
Keep
don't get too
hot.
Comfortable. Keep yourself hot. Keep building your network.
Yes.
And if you sense that opportunities are passing you by, start making some moves.
Yeah. All right. Well, let's just take a quick commercial break, and we'll be right back.
Ever feel like you or your company could use a 20-minute therapy session? Well, K-Squared has your back. Simply download a K-Talk, plug in those ear pods, or gather a group of your coworkers and feel better instantly. Well, almost. Each K-Talk covers a specific topic and costs a fraction of what a traditional therapy session would. Feeling stressed by your workload? There's a K-Talk for that. Working with someone who's done you wrong? There's a K-Talk for that. Can't ask for a raise, need a vacation, hate your boss? K-Talk, K-Talk, K-Talk. Just go to ksquaredenterprises.com and purchase the K-Talk that fits your situation. Now back to our show.
All right, Logan, what's our next question?
I'm looking for work and the holidays are here. Should I just put my job hunt on hold?
No.
Yeah, I agree. I say no.
Never.
Also.
No.
Right. And that, you know, so many people think when the holidays are there, nobody hires, and that's not true.
Not true.
They may not actually hire as many in December, but they interview.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So you can definitely interview. I also think it's a great time to network.
Ding, ding.
Oh.
I'm with you.
Oh, okay.
Go to those holiday events.
You always agree with me. Right.
<No. laughs>
All right. Go to those holiday events, right?
And yeah.
Actually, go to any event that you're invited to.
Yes.
Just go to everything. And if they're in your industry, the better. Because
yes.
The more people you connect with, the more, you know, coffees or lunches you could be having.
Yeah.
And just meeting people in your industry.
Also, some people use this time. I remember this is a while ago, but we once worked with someone who was a milliner, and she made hat ornaments for all of her potential clients and sent them, and they never forgot that. So you could actually use this time as a marketing opportunity, doing something interesting or significant. Like if you're a designer, making something interesting visually that you'd send out to job prospects or people who you want to remember you during this time.
You know, I remember her. That's a really great idea. And she's now at Lincoln Center. She's like
yeah.
the head milliner of, I think, the Met.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a really good example. So if you don't do that, I mean, you have to think of another, something clever
yes.
to send out to potential
employers.
Yeah, but I think this, I'm a networker because I'm a little extroverted.
Yes.
Well, so are you, Catherine. What
yes.
about you, Logan? Are you good at
No,
it?
I'm very extroverted.
All right, for those of you who aren't extroverts, you do have an option. You could volunteer to assist at any one of these events as well. Like you check people in or you set up the chairs. I don't know. It's not very interesting. But, get some kind of a job so that you don't feel self-conscious. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, people are meeting you and interacting with you and experiencing what a wonderful person you are.
You know, I think another thing you can do that's passive is you could just get on LinkedIn and look at who your colleagues are connected to and see if you should be connected to other people that should know about you.
Yes.
And mm-hmm. see your online profile. So that's another way to passively do it. Or you could write notes. You could send out Christmas cards.
Yes.
Or holiday cards, excuse me.
Yeah.
Not Christmas. Isn't it? Happy holidays.
Yeah.
You can send that to your entire network so that people don't forget about you. So,
mm-hmm.
There's other ways, but networking really is how you get your jobs.
Yes.
Not through ads. It really is through who you know, I think.
It is to keep building those relationships and building your network, and ho, 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 we hope you get a great job as you hunt during the holiday season.
I mean, it definitely slows down.
Yes.
But it doesn't stop. And it
right. And
stop.
What I think we're saying is do not use it as an excuse to do nothing.
But those of you that's right. But those
no
of you,
offense, no but offense.
Some people interviewed in November and they may not hear back until January. So that's a reality.
Mm-hmm. It is. It's true. And you may get a lot of people saying that they're not available or can't speak with you until after the holidays.
Or they're just away.
Yes.
You know, certain industries shut down for 2 weeks or, even longer.
Yeah.
So, but I still think there's a lot you can be doing. You can be cleaning up your resume. You could be, really working on talking to people and mm-hmm. asking people if they know of anyone. So just don't stop. That's if you stop for a month, that'll grow into 2 months.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And right. Then it's the new
that's
year.
Yeah.
Yeah. So keep those candles burning, resumes churning.
Yeah, keep it going. Well, that's it for today's segment of My Crazy Office.
Yeah, so join us next time for another My Crazy Office podcast. And please review us on iTunes. And don't forget to send your questions to info@mycrazyoffice.co.
My Crazy Office is produced in New York City at K Squared Studios. Stay crazy.